On the line, I have Michael Kerrigan, President of the Union of Students in Ireland. Good afternoon. How are you, Michael?
Morning, how are you getting on?
Okay, now from the 12th of July, what's the state of play at the moment now?
The student accommodation?
Yes.
So yesterday the student national student accommodation strategy was launched. So it's mainly a long-term goal, aiming to what student accommodation should be in the country in the next 5, 10 and 15 years. Mm-hmm. For short term, really what's happening is there'll be a lot more promotion of dig style accommodation. So what we'd have, the research we've done was about 10% of students who live away from home are living in dig style accommodation. The government have given us funding to continue running our Homes for Study campaign. So we've launched a website a couple of years ago called homes.usi.ie. That's where we're urging homeowners who might have spare rooms or spare house to rent them out to students. There's a lot of elderly couples, maybe parents or people whose kids have moved out of home, mm-hmm. As well as people who might have mortgages taken out that they can't afford to pay it. They can earn up to €14,000 a year tax-free, which is a great way just to get an additional income and also opening up a free bed to a student.
Okay, yeah, it's getting harder and harder and worse, heavier and heavier all the time for students. Is there any, just to clarify, is there any concessions for any students, any assistance financially in any way at all from the government as far as accommodation goes?
Well, there is the student grant, but again, that was cut in 2011 and 2012, as well as a series of cuts to postgraduate grants. Thresholds, pretty much everything that have never been reversed. There's been an increase in the cost of living. The DIT campus life survey would have 12,500 a year is needed to go to college. More than half students don't receive any sort of financial support. It's just getting more and more expensive. The fees have risen from €825 in 2007 to €3,000 now. With the second highest fees in Europe and eighth highest in the world. And it's becoming more and more difficult for students just to survive.
Mm-hmm. And you're disappointed with the motion in the Shannon there on the 12th of July.
Yeah, so the motion was to rule out any possible loan schemes coming in similar to the UK, US, Australia, New Zealand, and to support a publicly funded education model. Disappointed with the vote, we were there for the discussion. It was all very positive. The amendment to the motion was passed to refer it back to the Oireachtas Committee on Education and Skills, which will be making a recommendation. Mm-hmm. So the fight isn't over yet. The way the discussion went, we'd be very positive that a publicly funded loan scheme is the best option for Ireland. Mm-hmm. A loan scheme which has failed everywhere, been internationally, especially the UK and Australia, is not an ideal scenario for Ireland, and we feel this is a fight that we will win, but we'll continue campaigning against student loan schemes and for publicly funded education.
Yeah, because it seems to be 50-50 in the Dáil and the way it should be done. So is that what makes you so optimistic?
I suppose even the two main parties seem to be split themselves. Fianna Fáil had a motion to the amendment to the motion last week, which did oppose student loan schemes, but it didn't fully commit towards publicly funded education, where Fine Gael haven't come out with a stance yet. They were accused of being in favour of loan schemes. However, Fine Gael Senator John O'Mahony stood up in the Shannon saying that he was personally against this, that Fine Gael hadn't made a decision, and he'd be personally campaigning inside the party to oppose loan schemes.
Yeah, because, I mean, for all intents and purposes, just for our listeners, the burden of loans for students, it's really like a mortgage, and then if they go into work and buy a house or whatever they may have to do, it's like two mortgages that they're playing for a great part of their life.
Exactly. So what was suggested in the Castles report is one of the possible options was that a student loan scheme would come in that students would pay after they graduate. But it would have meant that the fee would raise to either €4,000 or €5,000 a year, and the more probable one for that would have been €5,000 a year, which means for a four-year course you'd be graduating with €20,000 worth of debt. But if you look at any of the models internationally, like in the UK, they brought it in 1998 at £1,000 sterling per year. After 14 years, it had raised to £9,250 sterling per year. Because when people immigrate, when people don't earn enough, they don't repay the mortgages, and the system has to try and recoup that. And all they do is increase the interest rate and substantially increase the fee. And it's happened in every country in the world. So you now see students in the UK leaving college with £57,000 worth of debt, trying to start off in life, trying to get mortgages, trying to start a family. And it's putting people on the back foot straight away. And we don't want to see that kind of system in Ireland.
And does the... obviously, I know the question is, obviously, the debt stays with them for all their life if they don't happen to pay. But if they emigrate and go to another country and... with the skills that they've learned and set up a new life. For instance, someone in Ireland who goes to Australia, does the debt follow them, or what way does it work that way?
What's happened internationally is the debt doesn't follow them because it's taken back through revenue, it's paid back through revenue, and if you're immigrating and you're earning money abroad, the revenue can't track how much you're earning, so... what's happened internationally is people just haven't paid it back. And what's happened in New Zealand now is where people have emigrated for a few years, no matter what they're earning, if they haven't paid back their student debt, they're arrested if they return. Wow. We've seen people arrested at the airport because they haven't paid their student loans, and we've graduates who are not coming home, they're missing funerals, they're missing weddings, missing births of relatives because they can't come back into the country, which we are being arrested because of their student loans.
Okay, nothing like that here yet anyway.
No, yes, and hopefully there won't be either.
Okay, okay. But the fight will go on anyway, Michael, so are you optimistic? I mean, is it going to be dragged out like most things in Ireland for years and years before we come to resolution?
It's been dragged out already, really, but I suppose the one positive we've taken from the Shannon motion last week was that Fianna Fáil have kind of put their cards on the table. Fine Gael haven't yet, but there's an Oireachtas committee there set up to make recommendations. It's a cross-party party. It's from our own information within the committee. It's difficult for a lot of people on the committee to agree with each other. It's difficult to see them ever agreeing with each other. But we'll have to go with what the best recommendation is. And the way it's going now, I can't see how that would ever be a student loan scheme.
Okay, listen, thank you very much for talking to us here in Near FM, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's Michael Carrigan, President of the Union of Students in Ireland.